Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program. I am truly blessed to be able to come to you with this information.
And it is a fantastic morning. I am just really happy to be with you today. Now, something's going on this morning, so if you dial in and are looking to speak to me, there is an issue with the studio today. So we're still trying to work on that, see if we can get that going. But in the meantime, I'm here, and it is March already. I was thinking about that last night. I said we've gotten through January and February, and it is March. And here in Texas, it is cloudy. We're getting ready to get some pretty heavy rains coming our way. And as always, it is good to get rain and fill up our lakes to get ready for the summer and water the grass and help those of us who are gardeners. I don't know how many of you out there are gardeners, but I've got my garden started for the year and have put in some Brussels sprouts and cauliflower and things that I have a good feeling will grow. I do well with peppers and greens and that kind of thing. So we're going to try cauliflower and Brussels sprouts this year. And I'm trying a new hydroponic method for growing my plant that doesn't require electricity. So for those of you who are gardeners, you can look up Kratky, Kratky. There's lots of YouTube videos out there about the Kratky method. And one thing I know about gardening is that you know what's going into your food. For those of you with children, they get to see food grow. You know, it was just fascinating watching my kids when they were young and, you know, we plant in the spring and, you know, eat from the garden. So they knew, you know, how plants grew and they were able to see the difference, really, and taste the difference of food that you grow yourself and food that just comes from the grocery store. There's a major difference in the flavor of tomatoes. Now, not too happy if I ask them to come help me weed the garden, of course, and, you know, do things. But it's just the fact that you could do it. And with the Kratky method, those of you in an apartment that have a patio, you can grow a lot right on your patio. So that's kind of my hot button right now because I'm really enjoying this idea. So I want to say hello to all of my listeners and welcome you. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I want to encourage you, please, to share the show with others. If you find value from the information that I share with you on air. I've got some plans for in the future. I've got a few people that I am looking at to bring on the show that have some really wonderful ideas and some great authors and some great teachers. So I will be doing that in the future too. So today I'm talking about what does it mean to live from your center. And since I'm talking about that, I am going to get us centered for the conversation. So that means that if you're driving, close your eyes and, you know, you can listen, but don't get all in tune with this. So because I want you alert for driving, if you're operating machinery, please stop. And I want you to take a deep breath in and out, another deep breath in and out. You know, and I know there is power and presence in this universe that always has been and always will be. Power and presence we recognize as being the creator of this universe, and that it created everything out of itself and everything contains it. So you and I and the animals and the rocks and everything contains a piece of the creator of the universe. Therefore, when I see you, I see God. When you see me, you see God. We are a manifestation of Him. And we were created in its image. All that we do, we can ask of whatever we desire. But think of something that you are desiring for this week, this month, to occur in your life. And when you ask, know that all you have to ask, do is ask. And it is yours. The key has always been that you must believe that it can be, that it will be, that it has to be something that is absolutely possible. If you're asking for healing, it is possible. If you are asking for a better relationship, it is possible. If you are asking for abundance in any form, it is possible. You have to have the faith and knowledge to believe. And know that you will be given ideas or prompting of things that you need to do that can be done, or in some cases, nothing has to be done. This week, I asked for patience. I asked for peace and serenity for all. I ask for new ideas to come and prompt them to be very successful in all their endeavors. I ask that all those within the sound of my voice and those who are not hearing my voice are blessed with the things that they need this week and forward. I ask that we bless everyone within our lives and those who are going to be part of our lives and those who are not currently in our lives. And we ask that we open our minds and hearts to all, to new learning. And we ask for wisdom and discernment. So we ask these things, the knowledge that the Most High has heard each and every word and will answer accordingly. And so it is.
All right.
Very good. I feel good about that. I'm always asking for wisdom and discernment because I read so much and I'm always investigating all types of things. And I want to make sure that I am receiving facts, lots of facts, because I don't want to give you something that has not been proven, that go on your own and research and find the information. That means a lot to me. It means that I want to make sure that I'm not just doing hot air. Right? I don't want just hot air. I want to be really straightforward. So this week we're talking about being centered, and I need to be centered today, all right? And when you're centered and when you are living in your truth, when you are living from a position of strength, when you are answering a question from a position of strength, when you are dealing with a boss or a customer or a service worker or going to get something done or talking to your children or spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever it is, and you're standing in truth. Now, I'm not talking about standing in, I know I'm right, even though you may not have the facts. This is what I believe, which is usually one of those where, yes, you believe, but this is what's true. And scientifically it's true, or physically it's true. I want you to stand in your truth. Just like I was saying, I want to make sure that I get wisdom and discernment and I stand in truth, in facts, when I'm sharing things with you. Because then if I am called on the carpet, if I am questioned, if you are questioned, you know that you have truth behind you. Now, I've heard many people say, well, I've got this truth behind me, and I go, well, not really, right? Because it's how you feel. You're talking about how you feel, and that a lot of times is not your truth. But when you can say, when I've done this, this has occurred. When this happened, this occurred. When this occurred, this was the consequence. This is the cause, this is the effect. If you've taken chemistry, you know that in chemistry experiments, if you mix one chemical with another, you're going to get some type of reaction. If you are dealing with, if any of you have seen CSI, you know that if they dropped a certain chemical on a piece of fabric or on the floor or whatever, turns a certain color, it's blood. That's facts. That can be proven over and over and over again. And it works. That's what I talk about, standing in your truth and facts. You can stand really tall there. But also, there's another way of standing in your truth, and that's understanding who you are and what you're truly believe in. I'm seeing it all over the country, all over the world, where people are standing in what they believe. Some are standing in facts, and some are standing based on what someone told them. and not where they did their own research. And they stand in that truth because this trusted authority told them that this particular thing was true and that this will happen if they didn't do what they said to. Now, you know, as a parent, I've said that many times, right? And if you're a parent, you've said you need to go clean your room, you know, otherwise you're grounded. That's that. I'm looking at many things. Now, I quoted from Ralph Waldo Trine many times, T-R-I-N-E, many times. And he has taught me quite a bit, and he's reaffirmed quite a few things for me. And he lived in the early 1900s. And as you know, there are many things that we read that never change, facts that never change. And scripture, there are facts within the scripture that are truths that never change because they are part of human nature. They are part of the way we have been made and the gift that we have been given. And so good old Ralph says, you must be firm in your own center. And so rule the world from within. Now, I've talked many times about from how you feel for in within you, inside you, how you believe is reflected in your world around you. It is reflected in how your life is. Now, there's a values test that I have my clients take, and there's one question in there that I really love, absolutely love, and that question is, what are in your own space? So if you have an office or your own bedroom, just look around your house or your apartment or wherever you are, wherever you live, and it's your favorite space. What are three things in that space that you can't do without? It's with you all the time. When I answered that question, these were the three things that I have around me. And I'm in my office this morning, and I'm looking at it. And that are books, my computer. Those are the three things that are part of me, always. If I go in my bedroom, there are books, there is art, and if I'm going to be in there for any length of time, my computer's with me. And then ask yourself, okay, well, those three things, what are the three reasons I have those? That is going to help you understand who you are. It's going to help you the physical things that are important to you. And there are a number of other questions that is part of that test, but you can ask that and ask yourself, why are those three things important to you? Why do you have them there? The books for me are for reading and understanding, for teaching, also for entertainment. I've got some, you know, fiction floating around here, right? The computer is for communication, for learning, for writing. And art is for creativity, for beauty, peace. I am peaceful around my art. Now, in my office, I'm a quilter, so I have quilts on the wall, some small hanging quilts. You know, one is like 40 by 40. You know, another one is kind of long. It's like 45 inches by 30 inches and so on. And one is kind of tiny. It's a small one. But I enjoy them. I've got, you know, ceramic pieces around. But I am comfortable. And so I start learning who I am when I was taking those questions. I am going from in it, within and without, because all these things serve me. But there's another area that I look at when I talk about going from my center. When I live in my center, I surrender to no one or no thing. When I'm living in my center and my truth, I know that I have nothing to fear. When you know that you are a child of God, when you know that the creator of the universe lives inside of you and guides you and directs you and protects you, and you live in that truth, and I say live in that truth, I mean live your life as though you believe that. Live your life calm. You are calm. I used to be, when I was much younger, I would watch some people at church and I'd go, their voice is always nice and serene. They are always perfectly calm. You know, sometimes they'd look at me and I'd feel like small, you know, because it was weird. I felt weird. But the other thing I said, I want that. You know anybody like that? They are so sure in themselves, and when they speak, you listen. And when they speak, their words are carefully put together. And that when they speak, you know that you can trust what comes out of their mouth. And no matter what happens, you never see them get rattled or frazzled because they're living from their truth. They're living from the knowledge that the Creator's got their back. When I had a scare about my health, and I went into meditation, and then I just knew I was fine. I didn't worry, and I said, whatever the outcome of the tests are, it will be okay. It will be fine, whatever the outcome is. We know there is a reason and an answer, and it will be taken care of. Court on an item, and I also prayed that the outcome would be right and in my favor, of course. And what I, you know, it was a traffic court issue. It wasn't a major court issue, but I knew that I would prevail. And I'm telling you, it was so interesting. It was interesting watching what the Creator put in place to happen, because it didn't happen to anybody else. And I swear, I know that didn't happen to anybody else after me. But the way I just watched the dominoes fall to allow that judge to say, case dismissed, right? I was living in my truth. I was nervous. And one thing is, when you're nervous and scared, you bring in doubt. And I've said many times that you cannot have doubt when you're asking for things to come into your life. And when I was nervous and scared and I was getting doubt, I prayed, make me peaceful and calm. Give me the peace that I know and the strength to know that all will be well. I was not living in fear. Living from your truth, you know, and you are stronger and stronger because of it. So the secret really is to finding your center, is realizing your connection to an infinite power. And by living daily, every day, in this realization, this knowledge, It is knowing that when you ask a question, you ask for an answer, you ask for help, you ask for whatever, it shows up. I've had a number of things actually show up this week that it was like my girlfriend, she was telling me, but Bev, you asked for that. I said, I did. She said, remember, you mentioned you wanted to do, and I said, oh, yeah, I did. See, sometimes we forget what we say, and then it happens, and then we go, how'd that show up in my life? How many times have you done that? Well, she showed me, just like Neville Goddard has said, that we have imaginable acts, and when those acts happen, we have no knowledge of from whence they came or where they showed up, because we forgot, and I forgot. And that was one thing that showed up in my life. Another thing showed up after I mentioned it. See, you have power in the word. And sometimes it shows up in a few hours or a couple hours, even instantaneously. Sometimes it takes days. These couple of things, they just took a couple days. And they showed up. And they were minor things, right? But I expressed the desire to want to have that. Watch your tongue. One of the things, the other things that I've learned about living from your center and knowing that you have an infinite power and presence that's living with you is that you invest in this, right? You also have to do the things that helps your life get better. You ask, but if you want to be a hairdresser, you got to go to school, or a barber, go to school. A medical technologist, you still have to go to school. You can't sit on your rear end and expect it just to show up. Now, going to school, you ask, how can I make this happen easily and effortlessly? How can this come to me easily and effortlessly? How can, ask the question, how can I go to school? Don't say, but I don't have any money. You say, how can I go? What can I do? How would it be? What can come into my life? What has to change for me to be able to go to school? What has to happen for me to meet the man of my dreams or the girl of my dreams? What must happen? Sometimes, I say it, not what must I do, but what must happen. Now, sometimes you have to do, and sometimes you don't have to do. So, living from your center, you are projecting from inside out. Know and trust that you are a powerful being created by the Most High and have been given powers that many of you have never tapped into. And I'm here to have you do that. Ralph Waldo Trine did a poem. It says, I swear the earth shall surely be complete to him or her who shall be complete. The earth remains jagged and broken only to him or her who remains jagged and broken. So be strong within yourself. Do not go far from center. And when you do feel yourself far from center, just stop. Take a deep breath in and out. Even if you have to remember my voice saying that Bev said, take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. and I need to relax and go back to center. I need to relax. And then mentally ask for the answer, for the solution, for how you should answer someone if you're in a questioning situation. Trust that there is an answer inside you, because God is inside you, and that answer will bubble up. It will come to you easily. You just have to believe and know, right? Know just as well as you know you're going to take your next breath. Clean up your act. Do the things that you need to do in order to live from your center. One of the things that I can do to help you do that, and I created it especially for those of you who hear my voice, is 40 Days to Prosperity. And this is March the 7th, 2016. On March the 17th, the page will be taken down temporarily. And it will come, when it comes back up, it will require an investment. Right now, the only investment is your time and concentration. So 40 days to prosperity. So to get there to 40, the number 40 days, D-A-Y-S, so 40 days all together, dot commandingyourlife.com. So 40days.commandingyourlife.com. When you sign up, you will get day zero, and day zero will explain to you how this 40-day program works. It will require you to spend about 45 minutes a day, so find that. You've got 45 minutes. We waste 45 minutes, and you can do it in, you know, sections, because this program has multiple sections, so about 15 minutes for each section. And then at the end of 40 days, you will have a new way of thinking, and it will help you learn to go to your center. So please go ahead and go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com and sign up before the 17th of March, 2016. Now, I want to thank you for being with me today. I want to encourage you to live from your center.
Are you committed to changing your thinking and allowing your supply to flow? Are you willing to turn within and have a closer relationship with God? By keeping your focus on spirit, you will keep the channel open for the externalization of spirit according to a divine plan. Join me for a 40-day journey to expanding your inward knowledge of the creator of this universe. Go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That is the number 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Each morning, you will receive a lesson for the day, beginning with day zero, which introduces you to the program. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your spiritual life and experience the never-ending supply that has been promised to you. Thank you for listening today, and please share the link to this show with your friends and family so that they can learn how to be the best that they can be. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com to see all the upcoming events, including a link to the free monthly Commanding Your Life telecircle, where you can ask questions and get insight into your own personal issues. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, www.commandingyourlife.com. Have any questions, suggestions, or know anyone that I should interview? Contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And be sure to join me for the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 states, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.